Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Today I want to talk about how the flat rate pay system has to die. Kill it. I've been reading a lot of job ads, but I'll talk about that on the next episode. But after reading them all, they all sound the same. One of the ways you're going to keep technicians in your shop and gain more technicians into this industry is by getting rid of the flat rate pay system. With all the training and the tools and equipment we ourselves have to buy with our own money and then having us work 50 hours a week for free, it's bullshit. That's literally what we do. We go to work for free unless we get a job and our shop has the parts to repair it in stock. Other than that, we work for free, right? We don't get paid to wait for parts. I had a conversation with somebody that's outside of this industry, and he told me that you should be getting paid to wait for the parts since they don't have them in stock. And I thought to myself, that makes fucking sense. Because they want us here 50, 60 hours a week unpaid unless we do work. But if we can't do work because they don't have the parts in stock, then they should pay us a fee for that shit, right? They need to pay for their mistakes. Plain and simple. You force us to be there, then supply us with the parts we need to perform the jobs. We supply our own tools, and if we don't have a tool for a job, we have to buy it. Shop has a parts department. Why don't you have an alternator? Right? Well, we can't stock every single part for every single car. Well, I can't afford to come to work and not get paid because I don't have parts or I don't have work. You can't afford to stock a bunch of parts. I can't afford to work here because I'm not making any fucking money, not making any hours. We need to be paid hourly, period. Plus flat rate. If you're there 50 hours, you should get paid for at least 50 hours. Otherwise, we should be able to leave and do whatever we want until the parts or the work shows up. I said it before, we're basically contractors when we're flat rate. But instead, they try to fucking dictate what you can and can't do even after work, and they don't even want you doing any side work. Why? Because it takes away from their numbers. They want those numbers. It's stressful when you come into work on a Wednesday and you have 6 hours for the week. And you've been there Monday, Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday morning. You got 6 hours, dude. Then they wonder why you're not motivated to be there. I understand there's techs out there that are unmotivated or that just suck and should be fired. Techs that bring down the morale in the shop. The ones that just shit on everything like I do on this podcast, but they do it at work. I get it. Manager needs to handle that shit. They need to get rid of those techs because they're just going to destroy your shop. But if the tech that is a pain in the ass in the shop, he turns the most hours in the shop, you just got to deal with it. Because they ain't going to fire him. He makes the numbers, and that's what it's all about. I think we should get... It's simple, dude. If you're there 50 hours, you should make at least 50 hours. If you're there 50 hours, you turn 70, 80 hours, you should get paid at a higher pay rate, period. Otherwise, you're not going to get new technicians to come into this industry and try to fucking survive making flat rate hours from the bottom up. Because you fucking idiots start them in the lube rack at flat rate. Do that to one of your kids. Managers, put one of your kids in that fucking flat rate lube shop and see how well they do. Because that's what you'll do to other people's kids. Just saying. Do it to your own if you think it's that fucking great. Let them try to survive like every other motherfucker that tries to survive in the lube shop at flat rate. And see how well that works out. Bet you he'll fucking quit. He ain't got enough money. He ain't making enough money to buy a bus pass to drive his ass to fucking work. How the hell is he going to afford a car? Can't even afford lunch. I'm just saying, dude. Flat rate has to fucking die. And I know this podcast is called the Flat Rate Tech Podcast because that's what I am. That's what most of us are. Some of us are doing great. But in the end, flat rate sucks. I know it was developed to motivate technicians to work. Well, now we don't want to fucking work because there ain't enough fucking work to do, or the warranty times are fucking ass, and your shop labor times are fucking ass for the work that we're doing, and you're charging fucking $300 a fucking hour, and we're getting 40, 50, 60 of it. And we're doing the work. Buying the tools. Then if you become a fucking master tech, you do all the electrical shit. And that diag pays, oh, what? 2/10. And you spent 45 minutes. You get paid 2/10. Nah, it's fucking bullshit. Flat rate's bullshit. It's bullshit. Unless you're paying them to be there. And then if they exceed the certain amount of hours, they get paid a higher pay rate. That will motivate people. Fucking, it's simple, dude. Every manager says that in the interview that, oh, every tech in this shop makes 40, 50, 60 hours a week. Okay, guarantee me 40. I can't do that. Because you're lying. I've already said all this shit before, dude. This fucking podcast aggravates me. Dude, I get emails from listeners around the country. Some are asking questions. Some just email me to relieve stress from their work. Whatever. Then some ask the most basic shit. I recently got one from a... I'm going to mix this up. From a tech that works at a dealership. It's not a specific question for the podcast. It was for me. So I'm mixing it all up. So let's say he worked there a little over 2 years. Within that 2 years, near the end of that 2 years that he's been working there, he had to relocate. He had to move. So he moved 50 miles away from his dealership. And he still commutes 100 miles a day to work and back and is miserable. He asked me, what should he do? There is no dealership, shop, any job I would ever consider commuting 50 miles to one way, unless I was getting paid at least $300,000 guaranteed a year, and I didn't have to do barely anything. How many shops did you pass on your way to work? A lot. I think during the time he was writing all that to me, emailing it to me, he probably popped into his head, yeah, this is fucking stupid. I should not be driving 50 miles one way to work, especially in the city that he's in. But he probably hit send anyways, just to see what I thought about it, I guess. But I wrote him back, said, fuck that place. Fuck it. There's a lot more to the story, but that's just basic, because some of the emails I get are just basic questions like that. I don't know if you're just wanting to hear somebody else's opinion, which is fine. Sometimes we need that. But seriously, traveling 50 miles to a dealership one way in a city where it takes you 2 hours to make that 50 miles? Fuck that. Ain't worth it. Ain't worth it. Even if you're a service manager, director, or GM, maybe even a GM, it ain't worth it, dude. The stress of that job, driving that long to get there, and then driving back, dreading doing it again the next day? Fuck that. I get emails from technicians that say their pay changes monthly because of the shops not hitting budget. If that's the case, quit that shop. It's a fucking disaster. They have terrible management that's willing to take pay from the employees because of their own failure in order to keep their jobs for another month. Like, I don't understand how these shops are still in business. If that's your shop, quit today. If you were promised a pay raise and they still haven't given you one for whatever reason they make up, put in your 2-week notice, dude. Find another job. Life is too short to sit and wait on somebody else to make a decision on your income. You make the decision. Let's all put our fucking 2-week notices in at the same time. Every shop, every tech in every shop. And see what happens. Everybody. Pick a date. Everybody across the country. Then shit would change. Just one day is all it would take. Just one shop. All the technicians put a 2-week notice in the same day. At the same time, drop it on the manager's desk and see what happens. I bet there's a shop out there that the technicians have done this before. I betcha. 100%. If your manager is a piece of shit, and this is what it's going to take to get him fired, do it. Do it! In my opinion. I'm not telling anybody here what to do. Sometimes this is the type of shit that needs to happen to make a change in a corrupt shop. Without technicians, they have a building full of cars that they can't fix, which means they have a building with no employees, which means they have a building with no income, which means they have debt, which means they close down and fail. Or they fire the management and come to an agreement with the employees that's fair for everybody, and then everybody gets back to work. And the new management will realize they can't pull some bullshit in that shop because the employees won't take no shit. Just saying. 2-week notices. Let's talk about that bullshit. The only reason you leave a 2-week notice is if you want to give them a chance to give you a pay raise to stay. That's it. No other reason to give one. Because if you suck and you go in there and you tell them, here's my 2-week notice, they're going to tell you to leave. Sometimes they hope you put in a notice just so they can tell you to go ahead and leave now. If you hate your job that you work at right now that much, just quit. If they fire you, they don't give you any notice. Tell you what, I am not happy with the automotive industry right now. Not one bit. I'm thinking about leaving the industry completely. I really am. I wish the shit I talk about on here wasn't true. When I talk about the corruption, the selfishness, the just being a number, all of it. I wish it wasn't true. So far, 2 techs that I've trained and worked with have started their own shops because the system is fucked and fucked them. And guess what? They're super successful. And I seen both of their shops, and they're nicer than just about every other independent shop that I've seen. And the ones that they post on Facebook. These 2 guys' shop look way better. And they're independent buildings. They're not rent shops. Not storage units. Where they rented a fucking storage unit. People do that. They're technician built and ran shops. The way it honestly should be. If we're going to fail, might as well fail on your own, right? If you're going to be successful on your own. No, I'm not starting my own shop. And no, I'm not going to go work for them. They can't pay me what I make now. And it wouldn't make sense if they did. Let's talk about more problems with shops. Another problem that I talked about before in shops is favoritism. The golden boy, the ass kisser, the manager's boy, the GM's nephew, whatever you want to call him. Get rid of him. What shops lack big time in is consistency with holding people accountable. They make rules for everybody to follow, but some people don't have to follow those rules. They make their own. And they get away with it. But when somebody else does that, they get in trouble. And how is that supposed to be fair? It's not. And it's a bad look on your shop and your management skills. It's a bad look overall, and the techs in your shop see everything going on, and they'll talk to each other. And they'll talk to other techs and tell them, this place is a fucking shithole. The culture is fucked. Culture. What people mean when they say culture, the shop culture is poor. They mean the place is riddled with favoritism, super techs that think they're better than everybody else in the shop. And they can do whatever they want and get away with it, because they do. And they get away with it because they turn a lot of hours. They turn the most hours. More hours than everybody else. They turn a lot of hours because they get fed the gravy work. While the other techs get the leftovers. The other techs are the catfish in the shop. Bottom feeders getting what's left. And what's left is shit work. The work that the golden boy does not want to do. Probably can't do. He's the cancer in the shop, but he turns the most hours, and he's willing to scam work to make hours for the shop's budget. There you go. And if you complain about it, then you're the problem. That's how it works, everybody. But you already know about that. So who's to blame for this bad shop culture? Should you blame that specific tech? I wouldn't. He's playing the game, dude, and he's winning. It's the manager's fault. It's the manager's fault. He's the one who's in charge. He's the one who sets the standards and is supposed to hold those standards to everybody equally and consistently, but he doesn't. It's always the manager's fault for letting this shit happen. Fix it. Get rid of your management. Because they fucking suck. The attitude in the shop is a direct fault of the management up front for letting that shit happen. Remember why you go to work. What's the main reason why you go to work? To make money. You go to work to make money. You don't go to work to make the boss happy unless you have some kind of mental issues or disorders going on and you have to please people for some fucking reason. What makes any boss happy is when you go to work, do your job, do it well, and go home. That's all they want from you. Now, if you do go to work, do your job, do it well, but get fucked over, then guess what? It's time to leave. Time to leave, dude. Managers and people in general will tell you what you want to hear. Whatever makes you feel better to stay there and keep fucking suffering. They probably don't even like you. They just need bodies. If you're a parent and your kids are in sports, you'll understand this. Kids in sports want to play in the big leagues, right? Whether they suck or not, whether they have it or not. And you can tell just by watching them play if they have it. A teenager in high school that plays rec football, baseball, basketball, whatever, they want to play for the high school team. They all do. Why? So they can be seen by possible college scouts and get picked up for a D1 school with a paid scholarship to be brainwashed. But we're not going to get into that. Then from college, they go on to the NFL or MLB or basketball, whatever. Maybe. Now, there's a lot of players out there that play rec ball that are fantastic players. Why don't they play for the high school team? Well, let me tell you why, okay? Because there's a fucking system. It doesn't matter how good you are. You're not in the fucking system. You didn't literally pay your dues to go through the system. You don't know the people you're supposed to know to get on that team. There's a buddy system in sports, just like at your work. Most managers are not there because they're good at what they do. It's who they know, just like the golden boy. The sports system is the same. You have to play on this specific team because the owner of that training facility, where that team plays for, is buddy-buddy with the high school coach, and the high school coach pulls players from that training facility. So in turn, that coach is helping that training facility make bags, and I mean heavy bags, by getting all these kids signed up thinking they're only going to pull kids from that training facility to go to that high school, even if they suck. System. While good players, that have the natural ability and talent, drive, motivation, but don't have the money to sign up for these schools or training programs. So they get looked over until they play for the right rec team, and then that coach for that rec team sees the talent and starts talking to the people that need to see them. I don't know, dude. I'm seeing this happening right now, and I'm seeing a lot of shit happen that's unfair to these fucking kids. And I know this is a mechanic podcast. I understand this. But if you have kids in sports and you pay attention and you're not at fucking work during their games, you actually go to them, you'll see what I'm talking about. And guess what, dude? Life's not about work, so I don't have to fucking talk about it if I don't want to. This podcast is about the automotive technician life. And that's what it says in the title, so I'm talking about life right now. So if you don't like it, turn it off. I have a big problem with people not being treated fairly. And I don't care about race, religion, color, gender. I don't give a shit what you are. Unless you're a piece of shit, then I don't like you. But I do this podcast to say what needs to be said, and hopefully managers and owners will listen and make the changes that need to be made. But now, I'm seeing it outside of the automotive industry. I'm seeing it in this fucking sports world. I never paid attention to it. Until I got into it. Until my son started playing. And no, I'm not saying my son is the one I'm being overlooked and all this shit. He has the talent. But he lacks the motivation just like me, dude. But lately he's been motivated as fuck. And we've been practicing a couple times a week. And he's getting fucking... He's good. He's not the one I'm talking about. He has no interest in going to college. At some brainwashing facility. But here locally, I'm going to have to fucking stir it up, dude. Stir it up at the field. Somebody has to do it for the kids. I know the parents see what I see because I was one of them. But I took the time and did the training and became what I am at the field because I was tired of watching what was going on. So I did what I had to do. But now I got to do more. And I figured out the system, dude. It didn't take long. Just like I can go to your shop and figure out your system. Probably 2 days. 2 days of being at your shop, I'll figure everything out. Doesn't take long. A couple games at the field. Talking to a few people here and there. You figure it out really quick. System. But without going too far into it, I sent an email. And that's where it's going to start. I'm going to end up doing something that I'm not prepared to do, but it's needed for the kids. I'm not ready to do it, and I don't have the skills or knowledge to do what I'm planning on doing, but I know it's for the kids, and they're going to appreciate it. And they'll stand behind what my plan is. And I can learn what I need to learn to achieve the goal, hopefully. Because I am pretty fucking stupid. But I'll figure it out. I got help. Sometimes you got to fight the system, one way or another. Sometimes you have to create your own part of the system within the system. Even if you have to finance it yourself somehow. Because this shit doesn't pay me. I have to pay to do it. But hey, it's for the kids. If it works out, I'll talk more about it. Maybe even start another podcast. And fucking fix that system. We'll see. I don't know, it's crazy. I've told technicians to quit at shops I worked at because they had the talent, but the manager wouldn't let them move up. So I said, go find a better shop. They'll see that you have the talent, and they'll help you get moved up to where you want to be. And guess what? They quit, and now they make more money than me. Good for them. People will take advantage of you and your talent. They will basically just use you. Managers will use you. Owners will use you. Let's face it, they use all of us, pretty much. But what they do in this industry is they will pay you as little as they can to keep you there and tell you that you make good money. But the truth is, they're making good money off of you. Mainly the newer techs that have the skills and the ability, that's who they take the most advantage of. The higher level master techs and shit, they take advantage of them by saying, you make the big bucks, so you could do the hard work. You could do the warranty diags. and the engine work that pays fucking 6 hours to replace a fucking engine. You get a customer pay one, you go to use All Data, and it says it's $5. Fucking All Data, dude, is ripping you off. It's all a scam. Everything's a fucking scam. You know the saying, it only takes one person to make a difference? I used to think that was bullshit. But I now know how true that really can be. Maybe it's because I've seen a lot and been through a lot of shit. Or maybe it's because of this side quest that I got going on. Maybe I seen that that is and that can be a reality. Just that last podcast I talked about how All Data's ripping you off. I got emails from techs saying thank you for sharing that. And they're going to bring it up to their bosses. I got emails from techs saying I knew that was bullshit all along. They've been fucking ripping us off. Time's been getting cut. And I'm going to be the first to tell you that that was not me who brought this up. I got a message from a listener who gave me that information as a topic to talk about on the podcast. He's the one to give credit to. If he wants me to say his name on here, he can message me and tell me to, but it's probably not a good idea, honestly. But that was a great topic, and if anybody else has some shit like that that needs to be said and heard on this podcast, email me. I'll say it. Together we can make a difference. That sounds so fucking gay, dude. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Let me check my notes here. I got an email from somebody saying that their shop's going to the team system, dude. Teams. Where they share hours, dude. Time to bail. Do not do this. If they try to pull this shit in your shop and you're on flat rate, quit. It's not going to work out. If that team sharing hours shit sounds good to you, if it does, you suck as a technician and can't turn your own hours, and you voted for Biden, you should leave the country. Go to Canada or some shit. You probably want to share your fucking tools with everybody, too. Loser! Do not agree to share hours. You will get fucked over. It never works, and it should be illegal, honestly. And it probably is. Flat rate is probably illegal in some way. Should be. There's no reason somebody can make you stay at work all day when you don't get paid and there's no work to do. Class action lawsuit. shit. We're all getting fucked over, dude. All that is screwing us over on labor times. The other ones probably are also. None of them have technicians' backs. Who has our backs? Nobody but us technicians. That's it. Manufacturers don't even have our backs. They modify warranty times to cover their asses and fuck us over. Shops don't have our backs. They make us work 50, 60 hours a week, flat rate, even if there isn't any work to do. Some managers have our backs, but that's rare. Some advisors have our backs, but that's fucking rare too. They discount every ticket they possibly can, usually taking labor away from the fucking technician. I mean, nobody has our backs, dude. I got your back. As long as you got mine, okay? Send me what you want to be heard on this podcast, email it to me, and I'll share it without using your identity. And that's sad enough that we can't use our identity on here. But in order to make shit happen, it is what it is, dude. I just say what everybody else is feeling and wants to say. You know, my dad put 25 years in the same company, retired due to an injury. Never heard from the company again. Still talks to people he used to work with. It still worked there, some of them. But never a word from the management. They don't care about you, dude. That's what I'm saying. They don't care. They don't have your back. Imagine working somewhere for that long, retiring, and boom, that's it. Not a phone call saying, hey, I appreciate all you done here, and how's retirement doing? How's the retirement life going? Nothing. You know what happens? Another body comes in and takes your fucking job, and the circle continues. Circle of lies. What's with all these companies that say they can get shops technicians and guarantee that they'll stay? This is another fucking topic I had. None of you should trust any of these companies to find you a better shop. Find it on your own by talking to technicians. These companies are just like every other company and have to hit a certain amount of numbers each month. They don't fucking care about you or the shops that sign up for this bullshit. It's just another bullshit scam by a failed shop owner or mechanic that came up with some dumbass shit. Sorry, but that's my opinion. Too many scams out there to fall for, dude. Let me tell you how they work. They contact a shop, a dealership, whatever, and then they say that we could find you technicians. Pay us this fee every month, and we'll get you technicians. The manager says, okay, let's spend money on some dumbass bullshit to make me look like I'm trying to keep my job instead of investing in the techs that I already have that are about to quit because I'm a piece of shit. So this bullshit company gets a shop on the hook, right? Then they make a bullshit post about this shop, saying team culture is great here, pays top dollar, 5-day work week, health benefits, top of the line equipment. Want to go from a job to a career? Come here, paid training. Shop culture is great here. We care about you, not only as an employee, but as a family. Same shit, every fucking ad, right? It's just another post that they have already printed and they just copy and paste it right there on every single ad. Without doing any research on the shop. Most of these people that run these companies or work for these companies have never even worked in a shop or even been inside of a shop. Or have any fucking idea how a shop works. They take their cars to our shops to get them serviced, and then they're probably the ones that complain about everything and want discounts. Anyway, then they post on the internet to technicians saying, sign up here to find a better shop. It's free. They look for you, so you don't have to look for them. We'll match you with the perfect shop, with the greatest shop culture. It's fucking bullshit. Then, technicians sign up, give all their information to the scam company, so the company can say, we have over 1,000 technicians looking for a new shop right now. Sign up with us. The technicians that sign up for this shit are either too fucking lazy to go and look for a shop themselves, or they're hacks. Traveling hacks, looking for a sign-on bonus. That's my opinion of these companies, all right? You can go to any shop you want. If you're looking for a better shop culture, good fucking luck. There's miserable techs getting fucked over at every shop. The only way a shop can have good culture, which is the dumbest fucking word I ever heard, is by paying technicians $100 an hour. And that's not going to happen, so good luck. And if they do get one successful hire into a shop, they make it a big fucking deal. Take a video of that tech and use it on their fucking Facebook page, asking them stupid ass questions. And then that tech looks like he came from some shithole dirt floor barn shop in Alabama and now is in a shop with concrete floors and a lift and can't believe how good he has it now. Check back in with him in a month and see how it's going. Just saying. By the way, those businesses call the shops that sign on customers. Just like your shop calls them customers. What do they want from customers? Money. Numbers. Do they actually give a shit about the customers? No. What does that tell you? Alright, this podcast is way too long, dude. I'm already bored. I'm tired of hearing the word culture. It's the new fucking trend everybody's using now because it's catchy and that's why it's fake. If you want a good shop, have plenty of work and pay the techs what they deserve so they can live a normal fucking life. One more thing. Meme thieves. They're out there, dude. Just recently saw one that I made. Somebody else posted it. And they put their fucking branding on it as if they made it themselves. Scumbag. That sounds petty, right? I made that original meme, you took it and put your branding on it. Yeah, it's petty, but it's aggravating to me. There's automotive pages out there that can't come up with their own shit. They share other people's shit, and then they brand it as if it's theirs. They'll share videos of other people, just trying to get views for their page and followers. Hey, be creative. Come up with your own shit. Quit stealing from people. Just like podcasting, they steal your fucking ideas and your topics, and they can't come up with their own shit, dude. Uncreative fucks. Well, I'm not going to call anybody out today. I'm turning over a new leaf. Trying not to call people out, but it's hard, dude. It's getting hard. We'll see how long it lasts. Anyways, I'm done. Way too long of a podcast. You guys got any topics, comments, whatever, send it to flatratetechpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the Facebook page so everybody can steal the memes, and Instagram, Flat Rate Tech Podcast, Shop Life. No new videos out yet. Not gonna lie, I haven't been working on any. But they'll come when I have time. All right, rate and review. Thanks for listening. Catch y'all next week.